Remember, I think I've got a call coming from Libya. I hope so. Yes, welcome, caller.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you. Thank you for doing a good job. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
My question is that question goes to Arab nations. I wonder why Americans and the Western would come out boldly and give their support to Israelis. Why the Arabs are afraid to come out and say we support our fellow Muslims, our fellow Palestinians. I really wonder why. Why?
Well, that's the big question. You know, the late President Arafat, God rest his soul, he once had a meeting with the late Chairman Mao of China. And Mao said to him, the Arabs are not serious about recovering Palestine. Why? Asked Arafat. Mao said, if all the Arabs walked into Palestine, they could take it back. There's 300 million Arabs. At that time, there was 3 million Israelis. Now, there's not enough weapons in Israel if all the Arabs walked into Palestine. Now, of course, this is an unrealistic demand. But as I was pointing out, if the Arab oil producers merely hinted that there might be some sanctions against the Western countries that make Israel's oppression of the Palestinians a reality, they give them all the money, they give them all the weapons, they give them all the diplomatic and political support. If the Arabs said, instead of pumping more oil, as Saudi Arabia has just agreed to do, to help the Western countries, the same Western countries that are cutting the throats of the Arabs with their foreign policies, instead of increasing the production of oil, if they decided to discuss even to cut the production of oil, it would create absolute chaos in the Western economies and put pressure immediately on the United States to do something to force Israel to give some modicum of justice to the Palestinian people. But that would require two things. It would require some unity in the Arab world, and it would require some courage in the Arab world. And I don't know which is more scarce in today's Arab world amongst the leaders, not amongst the people. The people are lions, but they're led by donkeys, almost without exception, from Marrakesh to Bahrain. And that's the problem. I'm sorry to say Libya is not exempt from this. And the Libyans are now, their government is running after the government of Britain and the United States, and selling all their friends for new friends who are not really friends at all. In their hearts, believe me, the Western governments have no care for the Libyan people any more than they do for any of the other people.